News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Dáil goes into recess today. Plenty of issues that are going to generate controversy throughout the summer and beyond. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, has been looking at this and is with us on the line. Good morning to Pat.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Buckets and spades packed as they head off, but some items that they probably should have dealt with. Agnish Alumina is probably top of the list. That's one they're happily kicking to touch out till after the summer.
Yeah, we're reporting on this in the Irish Times this morning. This is the investigation that is going on in the Department of Enterprise in response to stories that we had some time ago about alumina from the Auchinish plant eventually ending up in making weapons for the Russian military. We're reporting this morning that the investigation is likely to avoid saying definitively one way or the other whether the exports from Auchinish are contributing to the Russian war machine, because they simply don't have the evidence. So they won't be able to say definitively one way or the other. What's likely to happen then is that this is sent on to the European Commission, which might conduct its own inquiries. And this will run into the autumn, it seems. There is a possibility, but no more than that at this stage, that the EU as a whole would sanction alumina exports to Russia, in which case there would clearly be implications for the plant then. But that seems to be some time away.
It's somewhat embarrassing for the Irish government that they can't say whether something that's being exported from this country is being used in a way that it shouldn't be. I mean, the fudging around this is quite significant.
It's understandable to the extent that there is no sources on the ground in Russia that are prepared to cooperate with something like this. And I think that is one of the things that the report will say, that they have an absence of hard information. The alumina goes, some of it goes to Russia and then is refined into aluminium, and that may end up in the Russian military industrial complex. To be honest, it would seem unusual were it not to, but that is not something that you can say without, I guess, tracking the exports into Russia, and that's simply not something they have the capacity to do.
Other things that have been left on the legislative agenda, everybody was quite animated, particularly the opposition, about the triple lock. The rules around deploying members of the Defence Forces overseas haven't been changed as of yet. Why didn't they get round to it?
I think it was partly a scheduling issue in the Oireachtas. The legislation, I'm not sure, is quite ready yet. But also, these things can, of course, be overcome when there is political will. So the real answer to your question, I suppose, is that there isn't the political will there to do so right now. And why was that missing? Well, I suppose chatter around Leinster House would suggest that it is related to unease in the Fianna Fáil party, particularly as to whether the enactment of the legislation could threaten Ireland's traditional neutrality. Now, you know, the single unifying strand in Ireland's traditional neutrality has been that it means whatever the government says it means. That's essentially been the definition of it. So if the government decides that this isn't impacting on Ireland's neutrality, then you know, that's an argument that they can take to the Oireachtas. I do think that we'll see it coming in the autumn, all right. It may be a little difficult for Fianna Fáil leader Taoiseach Micheál Martin, but saying that he has flagged for some time and was, after all, in the Fianna Fáil manifesto and in the programme for government. So I suspect we will see that. I'm not sure it makes a huge deal of difference one way or another, but it is a symbol or a signal, I suppose, to Ireland's EU partners that it is taking defence a little bit more seriously, which is very much something that many of them want to see.
The other thing that was quite heartfelt this week and well received was the apology to the victims of paedophile Bill Keneally. When something like that happens, you know, people pay attention. The state tries to set something right. The apology to victims and survivors of thalidomide is long overdue. Why haven't they done that yet?
It seems to be that there's some wrangling going on over the level of compensation that an apology might give rise to. So when you apologize for something, then, you know, you clearly open up and you know, typically after an apology, a compensation scheme arises, because clearly when you apologize for something, you're admitting that you did something wrong and that therefore there may be a liability on it. These apologies have become a sort of a feature of government and political life. I was looking back yesterday, and the apology to the victims of Bill Keneally was the sixth one in the last 10 years. I suspect we will get to the seventh before long on thalidomide, because, of course, for an awful lot of the people affected by this, time may be running out for an apology. These things tend always to take longer than people might hope or that people might expect, because you get into wrangling with the Department of Finance about who pays for compensation and stuff like that.
Okay, Pat Leahy of the Irish Times, thank you very much. Enjoy the break from Leinster House Madness for the next few weeks.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.